Hey rockers, this is Jimmy with the Rock Pod, and here's what happened this week in rock music history. August 18th, 1962. Ringo Starr played his first show with the Beatles just 2 hours after joining them at the Horticulture Society dance in Birkenhead, England, officially becoming the Fab Four. August 18th, 1969. Crosby, Stills, and Nash, now joined by Neil Young, played their second ever public concert and performed at Woodstock at around 3 a.m., a surreal must-hear moment in rock history. August 19, 1964, the Beatles kicked off their first North American tour at the Cow Palace in San Francisco before a packed house of over 17,000 fans, including support from the Righteous Brothers and more. August 19, 1980, a riot erupted in Toronto when Alice Cooper canceled a show at the last minute, unleashing chaotic scenes and solidifying his shock rock reputation. August 22, 1995, Rancid released And Out Come the Wolves, a genre-defining punk album that helped spark the mid-90s resurgence of mainstream punk and went on to become one of the best-selling independent records ever. August 24, 1975, Queen began recording their groundbreaking track, Bohemian Rhapsody, at Rockfield Studios in Wales. Freddie Mercury, Brian May, and Roger Taylor famously layered hours of vocals each day, racking up around 180 separate overdubs, and crafting the six-minute epic that would go on to be a streaming legend and Grammy Hall of Fame inductee. August 20th through the 24th, 1969, the Jazz Bilzen Festival in Belgium featured early European performances by Deep Purple, The Moody Blues, Soft Machine, Shocking Blue, The Move, and more, capturing the era's experimental rock zeitgeist.
Rock Pod.
Our rock and roll birthday for this week, born August 18th, 1967, Blas Elias, drummer for the glam metal band Slaughter, was born.
Rock.
And now here's our fun fact for the week. When Queen started recording Bohemian Rhapsody on August 24, 1975, the tape reels in the studio had been overdubbed so many times they were almost transparent. Engineer Roy Thomas Baker joked that you could see through the tape after Freddie, Brian, and Roger piled on about 180 vocal layers. All right, be sure to come back again next week for another episode of This Week in Rock Music History from the Rock Pod. And remember, if you like this episode, be sure to like, follow, and share, and leave us a review. It helps. This Week in Rock Music History is a production of therockpod.com. Theme music by the band Silver Trip.